This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Long lead out to Brandewee. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewee.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right by Mesher, twisting and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoing, foul line, Jay. Good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoing. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com, the Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in, and Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player, open the left. And driving to the rim, Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summerhoing to Ariel Heitkamp. And the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewee of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Mesher come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls whip the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Scores broadcasted the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer of a Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favored team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York. They open up the area in the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier, high left, got it, got it. Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Monnet to 28. Woo! That was a bomb.
That was deep. Vince Borchers in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders, in a really good second half here today.
At 10 in the second half.
Hayden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men are seniors. Wealth of talent, the three graduates, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis. They'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And hello to you from the brand new gymnasium here at Rushi High School. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Rushi hosts Fort Loramie. It is the final game of the regular season for the Rushi girls. Next to last game for Fort Loramie, which takes on Marion Local on Saturday. A lot at stake in that there are bragging rights on the line. 2 years ago here at Rushi, the Raiders beat the Redskins. Prior to that, Fort Loramie had won 16 or 17 in a row. Fort Loramie used to winning SCAL titles. In fact, Fort Loramie won its 31st SCAL girls basketball championship this year. The rest of the Shelby County Athletic League combined has won 26.
That's amazing.
38-28, final score, the first meeting between these two teams. Fort Loramie won it by 10. It was tied at the end of three, 35-35. Rushi was held to one field goal in the fourth quarter. Redskins pulled away to win it. Could be a game tonight which will go right down to the wire as well. An added wrinkle in that Fort Loramie lost starting guard Maddie Shadow on Saturday for the duration of this season, including tournament play. Senior player Autumn Turner will start in her place. I'm sure we'll see Izzy Meyer on the floor. Victoria Mesher will bring the ball down the court. She'll assist in that department. It'll be done by committee. Tough adjustment for head coach Carla Siegel to make, Chuck. You lose Maddie Shadow, and then you're right back at it against Rushi, your league arch rival, in just less than a week.
Well, I mean, injury's part of the game, unfortunately. She's such a good kid, was having a nice season. And they're going to have to make some adjustments, like you said. But, you know, other people are going to have to pick up the scoring. And Mesher at 6'1 is going to have to help bring the ball up, which they'd much rather have her under the basket.
Interestingly enough, in that earlier meeting between the two clubs, Maddie Chateau did not score. She took six shots from the floor, missed them. Didn't hit either free throw, had two of those, but she has sparkled here lately. She had 13 points in a dynamite performance against Division III Bellbrook in the Versailles High School MLK Classic. That game won convincingly by Fort Loramie, 52-40 over Bellbrook. So Maddie's been in double figures often. She shot the three well, that mid-range two-pointer. She likes it so much, and she handles the ball so nicely. She's going to be missed. And Rushi, which has won 6 of 8, is ready to take on Fort Loramie here in this game tonight. Redskins have won 6 in a row since losing two straight games back-to-back to Ottawa Glandorf and St. Henry. Rushi, Chuck, has thumped the mediocre clubs all year long. The Raiders can't get over the hump and score the points they need to make to beat rivals like Marion Local, Fort Loramie, and Anna, which has beaten Rushi twice this year.
Well, they play really, really good defense, and that's one thing that's going to keep them in every game. But you're right, they just don't, they should have more scoring than they do. I mean, Claudia Haney, she's a 6'2 junior. That young lady got all kinds of talent. And you got Cordonier, you've got
who else? I'll tell you who I like, who played a lot last year, was Faith York. She's not getting a lot of time this year, but I thought she had a terrific sophomore year.
Well, Haney has been consistent lately, 10, 11, 12, 13 points a game.
That's where they need her.
She scored 10, or I should say she scored only 3 in that first meeting against Fort Loramie. Hazel Francis had 10, Addison Chappie 14. Chappie made 3 threes in that game against the Redskins, first meeting between the two. But this Rushi team scored 31. That's all they got against Marion Local 2 nights ago, a game we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. And second-year head coach Michael Bayshore said it best after the game. He said, Jack, we held Marion Local to 37. That should be good enough for us to win. And 2 years in a row, Marion Local beat Rushi 37-31. Same score 2 years in succession. Rushi simply has to avoid that shooting slump in the middle of the game. 13 minutes without a field goal against Marion Local. It happens too often against good opposition. But you know, Chuck, that's a lot of what girls basketball is all about. Defense reigns supreme, and whoever can generate a few more field goals comes out on top.
That is normally the case. I mean, there's very few just really high-scoring girls Division VII basketball teams, and defense is going to win it. And Marion Local plays as good a defense as there is in the area.
Oh, yeah. Fort Loramie Redskins girls basketball program is 4 victories shy of 1,000. Several victories up on Berlin Highland, Tippecanoe, and Lima Bath, just 4 short of 1,000. And as I mentioned several minutes ago, the SCAL championship for Fort Loramie this year, the 31st in the girls basketball program's history. Rushi Raiders can win this game over Fort Loramie tonight, but it's going to take a yeoman's effort. Rushi needs to score around the basket. It'll be interesting to see where Victoria Mesher is lodged on the court. Of course, Avery Brandewey, who pumped in 25 against Rushi in that first meeting, she'll be parked in the lane somewhere. Be some lengthy talent for Rushi all around her. I think that Rushi's got to hold Avery down closer to a per-game average of 19, Chuck, in order for Rushi to pull this game out.
Well, absolutely. I mean, if they can keep her at 16, 17 points, that means somebody else that doesn't normally score a lot has got to step up, and that's what Rushi's going to try to force tonight.
We are in the midst of the fourth quarter of our JV game. It's Rushi 29, Fort Loramie 21. Raiders held a double-digit lead midway second period. Fort Loramie has crawled back within 8. Here's a steal by Rushi. Rushi forecourt to her left, leading 29-21 with under 5 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Who knows, Chuck? Tonight's varsity game could be a precursor to a March 1st regional championship in Division 7. If these two clubs don't get derailed along the way in tournament action in Division 7, they could collide once again for the third time this year on the 1st of March at Vandalia Butler.
Oh, Vandalia Butler. I assume they were going to play up at Finley or someplace like that. That's where the OHSAA, that's their brilliance of this basketball season.
Well, interestingly, D7 boys do play split sites in the regional semis, and D7 boys are at Butler. D7 regional championship is at Wright State.
Yeah, I don't know. That's so strange.
How about that? 4:45 left to go, fourth quarter. Rushi girls lead Fort Loramie by 8. We're late in our JV game. Still a good 18-20 minutes away from our varsity tilt tonight. Homestanding Rushi is hosting Fort Loramie here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on, and Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating. Just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi for Sales and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-com. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Welcome back to Rushi. Rushi girls host Fort Loramie tonight. It's the second of two meetings this year between the two clubs, the Fort Loramie Redskins and the Rushi Raiders. And as we alluded several minutes ago before that previous break, they could lock horns once again March 1st in a regional final at Vandalia Butler. So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to the Shelby County Veterans Services Office at 133 South Ohio in Sydney. Continuing to be on the air with us, thanks so much to Shelby County Veterans Services. It provides many, many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, the on-site food pantry, just to name a few. And I know a number of people have taken advantage of that on-site food pantry. Shelby County Veteran Services, here to ensure you'll receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call our office at 937-498-7282, 498-7282, to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit our website at shelbycountyveterans.org. That's veterans, plural, shelbycountyveterans.org, or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. So many services available through the Shelby County Veterans Services, including, once again, VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and the on-site food pantry, and many, many more. A lot of gratitude to the Francis Schulze Company in Arushi, longtime sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Francis Schulze offers that winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, the key building components include that the Raiders have got to reduce the turnovers to not allow Fort Loramie to get easy baskets in transition. And as we noted prior to the last break, Rushi has got to hold down Avery Brandewey to some extent, not let her get 25, which she posted in the first meeting between the clubs this year. Those are key building components tonight, and they open the doors to success for the Raiders and Redskins. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring that winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Arushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Rushi girls led in scoring so far this year by Claudia Haney, just over 10 points a game, 6.2 rebounds for Claudia. She needs to hit her average in this game tonight. She was limited to 3 points in the first meeting between the two. Addison Chappie's at 9 points a game on the year, a 40% three-point shooter. Celeste Borgers at 7 a game, 5 rebounds. Ariana Cordonier is at 7 a game now, 4 rebounds per contest, 3 assists. She's had double-digit scoring in 4 of Rushi's last 6 games, and she is now contributing offensively in the scoring department. Last 8 games, Rushi's won 6 and won 5 in a row before being beaten here on Tuesday night by Marion Local. Fort Loramie Redskins will produce a new starting lineup tonight, as we noted. You can expect Autumn Turner on the court for Maddie Chateau, who injured her knee this past weekend. She is out for the remainder of the season. Head coach Carla Siegel said, "I'm going with a senior leader, another one of my 12th graders in Autumn Turner." Look for Maddie Chateau's position to be run by committee. A few different players, no doubt, will perform at that spot on the floor. A minute 39 left in our JV tilt, 33-28, Rushi by 5 over Fort Loramie. Chuck, it's getting tight. Let's hope we don't have an OT. We've got a varsity game coming up here in about 15, 16 minutes. That's the schedule we're on. Of course, in overtime, we'll throw us back another, who knows, 5-6 minutes or so. Tomorrow night here on ScoresBroadcast.com, the Rushi boys are on the road at Botkins. We've got all the action for you at 6:40, tip-off at 7:15 tomorrow night. Rushi and Botkins in Shelby County Athletic League play. Botkins needs a win to hang on to second in the SCAL. Right now, Botkins is tied with Jackson Center, the difference-maker game in the standings for second place at Fort Loramie's win over Botkins at the Botkins Gym. Saturday afternoon, a late start. Fort Loramie girls on the road at Marion Local. Tip off around 3:30 or so. Airtime around 3 o'clock or maybe as early as 2:45 on Saturday afternoon as Marion Local hosts a number of middle school contests in the morning and through the early afternoon. So the varsity tilt coming up on Saturday afternoon between the Redskins and Flyers won't tip off till about 3:30, and maybe as late as a quarter of four. We'll return with more from here at Rushi. Raiders, Redskins. It's the second meeting of two. These two clubs have a very healthy, highly contested rivalry. It spans all sports, including girls' hoops, and we're here to bring it to you. Coming up in about 15 minutes, opening tip. Rushi hosting Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Junior varsity game here at Rushi is down to the final 4.1 seconds. It is 34-30, Rushi over Fort Loramie. Shelby County Athletic League girls standings. Fort Loramie has won the SCAL again. 11-0 coming into play tonight. Rushi beat Fort Loramie 2 years ago here at Rushi by a score of 43-40. Our Redskins 18-2 overall, having won six in a row. Two setbacks, back-to-back contests to St. Henry and Ottawa Glandorf. Anna is 9-3. Done in the league is Anna, 9-3, 14-7 overall. Anna's got a game on the road on Monday night. Girls action at West Liberty Salem. Anna 9-3. Rushi half game back, 8-3. 12-8 on the year for the Raiders. Houston 5-6, 12-9. Botkins 3-8, 6-14. Jackson Center 3-8, 7-13. Fairlawn winless in the league, three triumphs on the season. Might note that other games tonight, girls action, SCAL, Botkins at Houston, Fairlawn is at Jackson Center. On Saturday, Botkins travels to Allen East. Fort Loramie is at Marion Local. We plan to cover that for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Center is at Indian Lake in girls action on Saturday. And on Monday night, as we noted, Anna plays at West Liberty Salem in a league contest, or I should say in a regular season contest, ending the campaign for Anna as they take on West Liberty Salem from the OHC. There is one senior for Rushi here on senior night, and that young lady is Addison Shappy, only senior for the Rushi Raiders varsity, as right now the Rushi and Fort Loramie girls are at midcourt, and the Fort Loramie Redskins seniors have been presented gifts by the Rushi players. Very nice gesture here on Rushi girls senior night before the Rushi Fort Loramie varsity basketball game. We're a good 15 minutes away from the opening tip. We'll return with more from Rushi in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son Dave some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects.
Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the RISI Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at RISI, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, General Manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
A look back at the first meeting between these two clubs this year, won by Fort Loramie, 48-38. Avery Brandewey knocked down 25 points in that game. Victoria Mesher added 15 for Fort Loramie. Six big points in the fourth quarter when Fort Loramie pulled away to win it. Brandewey, by the way, was 7 of 11 at the free throw line. Fort Loramie was only 8 for 16. That's been an Achilles heel for Fort Loramie, Chuck, for the last month. Really no better than 50% or lower in some games.
Yeah, and that's a real scary spot right now. I'm sure Coach Siegel is talking about it, but this is the time of year where, yeah, you're going to get some easy wins the first couple of games. Then it's going to get tough. And boy, you need to make free throws.
Yeah, Matty Chateau did not score in that first battle between the Redskins and Raiders. Of course, she was injured this past weekend, out for the rest of the year. And she is on the sideline for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Won't see action from here on out. And Fort Loramie will start Autumn Turner in her place on the court at the outset of the game tonight. But in that first meeting between the two, back on January 4th, Ariel Heitkamp added 4 points for Fort Loramie. Izzy Meyer, who could get a lot of playing time tonight, scored 2 points. Miley Chateau added two for Fort Loramie. That was a 35-35 tie after three periods on that Saturday afternoon. Rushi was held to one field goal in the fourth quarter. Addison Chappie in that contest had 14 points, three threes. Maddie Haney, a three off the bench. Callie Gubo, a three off the bench. Four players had 3 points. One had two. Rushi was 5-for-8 at the stripe. Rushi doesn't do as well as it should, Chuck, in getting to the free throw line. Very local, shot 20 on Tuesday night. And Rushi shot 7. And those 13 more attempts were the difference in the game.
Well, absolutely. They play good defense. They play hard defensively. They just got to make sure they don't foul. And the other thing is they have a tendency to shoot the ball perimeter, and that keeps you from getting to the free throw line.
Yep, good point. Rushi girls have been paced the last several games, as I mentioned several minutes ago, by Claudia Haney. She's been extremely consistent. How about Ariana Cordonier, who had 8 points against Houston, 11 versus Anna. She chipped in with 12 in the big win over Waynesville. The contest played at Versailles High School on MLK Day. Cordonier at 11 against New Knoxville. Haney in the last few games, a dozen, 12 again, 12 more points in another game, a third one. She has been in double figures regularly in the last 3 weeks or so, and it's balance that Rushi will need tonight. Probably going to take 40 points to win this game. It could be played down in the 30s. Rushi's last win over Fort Laramie 2 years ago was a 43-40 conquest of the Redskins.
Yeah, well, one of the things that they're going to have to make sure that doesn't happen tonight that happened the first time, they can't give 40 points to Brandewey and Mesher.
No, they
cannot let those two young ladies score 40 on them.
And once again, Rushi's got to avoid the scoring slumps, the long dry spells, 13 minutes on Tuesday night without a basket against Marion Local. We'll return with more. Starting lineups are upcoming. It's Rushi hosting Fort Laramie tonight. Girls action in the SCAL on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Yep, it is senior night for one 12th grader here at Rushi this evening, Addison Chappie, 5'6 guard, the lone senior on the Rushi girls varsity roster. And as a very nice gesture, the Rushi team presented beautiful flowers to the four seniors on the Fort Loramie roster: Autumn Turner, Ariel Heitkamp, Miley Chateau, Victoria Mesher, Avery Brandewey. I can't count. That's a total of five. Five Fort Loramie seniors awarded a gift by the Rushi girls here tonight. One Rushi senior on senior night who was celebrated, Addison Chappie. Michael Bayshore, head coach of the Rushi girls, has done an outstanding job. Year number two for him as the head of the program. He had a good coaching stretch at Greenville when he coached the boys from 2012 to 16. In fact, Bayshore compiled 53 wins in those four campaigns, including a GWAC title, Greenville's first in over 60 years. He's also been an assistant at Versailles. He's also coached at Fort Recovery, too. Head coach Michael Bayshore of Rushi, Chuck, tends to the details. I like to watch him coach. He communicates extremely well with the young ladies, and he is all about the fine points of the game. And in girls basketball, you have to be.
Oh, well, yeah, he is absolutely locked in into these games. And, yeah, he's a good coach. Yeah. Watch the way the kids play. Watch what they do, get in the right spots. Yeah, you can tell good coaching. You can tell by the way the kids react.
Rushi girls were 15-11 last year in head coach Michael Bayshore's first campaign, 8-4 in the Shelby County Athletic League. 12-8 right now for Rushi. 8-3 in the league. One game was canceled during the regular season. Won't be made up. This is the 21st and final regular season game for the Rushi girls. Head coach Carla Siegel at Fort Loramie in year number 26. All she has done is win 82% of her contests at Fort Loramie. State champs in 2013, 15, again in 21, and then last year in 24. Fort Loramie girls were 28-2 last season, 12-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Right now the girls are 18-2, 18 wins in 20 contests here in 24-25, and 11-0 in SCAL action. Four more wins, Chuck, and the Fort Loramie girls program reaches 1,000 victories in its history. Tops among girls programs in all divisions, all 88 counties statewide. How about that?
Well, I mean, Fort Loramie girls basketball goes back a long way. Jane Poppelman,
right,
in Loramie was the first coach I remember there. I coached at Piqua. We had some pretty good games. Us Division One and them Division, I think, Three back then.
Right.
But, yeah, they've had a nice history. The coaching line is amazing. And, yeah, Carlos Eagle has done a terrific job.
And very nearly a fifth state championship in 2020. Health crisis stopped the state tournament in girls from happening. Fort Loramie was the big-time odds-on favorite,
right,
and probably would have won it. It would have been Fort Loramie and Minster, no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
In the state final.
But Minster would have been going for a three-peat. I think, yep, that would have been one of the best games we ever saw.
Oh, it would have been. It would have been. Fort Loramie took them in the regular season. But that's a game that wasn't played that I wish was
played. Absolutely.
National Anthem upcoming, starting lineups next. We've got the opening tip. It's all around the corner. Rushi here at home against Fort Loramie tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com. We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Your starting lineups tonight for visiting Fort Loramie: Autumn Turner, 5'8" senior forward. Ariel Heitkamp at a guard, 5'5" senior. Miley Chateau out front, a 5'7 senior. Victoria Mesher, a senior six-footer, averaging about 12.5 points a game. And Avery Brandewee, 19 per outing. She's in the opening five, a 5'10" senior. Fort Loramie wins the tip, and right away, Miley Chateau from the near side of the floor launches in a 20-footer. It was a lengthy two-point shot by Chateau as the first jumper by Fort Loramie goes down, and we're off and running underway. It is 2-0 Fort Loramie. Rushi attacks. Oh, a nice drive from the right side of the floor by Celeste Borchers, who's hacked on the arm, and she gets two at the free throw line for Rushi. The first one is in. Borchers starts, 6-foot sophomore forward, Addison Chappie, lone senior on the roster at guard, 5'6", averaging close to 9 points a game. Hazel Francis, 5'11" soft, at 6 a game. Claudia Haney on the front line, 6'2" junior at 10 points a game. Ariana Cordonier, a freshman, runs the show. She is a guard out front, 5'8". Both free throws good by Rushi, and Fort Loramie tries a quick shot to her left. It's off target, no good. Rebound down to the Raiders. Rushi, forecourt to her right. We're tied up at 2. Hazel Francis, 25 feet away, gives it up to Celeste Borchers. Back to Hazel, who wanted to drive. Ball thrown into the post. Turnaround 7-footer, but Celeste Borchers is blocked away by Fort Loramie. Ariel Heitkamp on the loose, down the right side of the floor. To Mesher, baseline right, around the defender. Little 5-footer, Mesher, strong, weak side rebound, Rushi. Tied at 2, a minute gone. Cordonier, long pass to Claudia Haney. Starts into the lane. Brandewee bumps her. Good defense. Ball thrown out high to Cordonier. Cordonier on the dribble. Now to Haney. Tied at 2. A minute 20 gone. Opening period. Dribble drive. Addison Chappie into the foul lane. Can't shoot. Pitches on the arc to Borchers. Hand off to Chappie. Ball rotated on the arc. Marushi. Raiders have had the ball about 40 seconds. Dribble drive down the lane. Cordonier. Ball is stripped out of her hands by Fort Loramie. Raiders throw in baseline right. It's Cordonier. Lobbing into the lane to Haney. Shot fake. Didn't get the ball on the floor soon enough and walked. Tied up at 2. We played 90 seconds opening quarter. Both teams chucking a man-to-man.
Both teams playing man.
Here's Heitkamp. Here's Brandewee, 35 feet away for the Redskins. Averaging just under 20 per outing. Near side to Mesher, to Brandewee, left corner. Being checked by Francis. Ball handed off to a cutter down the lane. It's Autumn Turner, 12-footer. Hit the back brace, caromed off. Rebound Rushi, lost. Redskins get it. It's fumbled, top of the circle. Rushi manages to grab the loose ball. Here's Hazel Francis on the giddy-up. Drive into the lane, and it's raked away by Fort Loramie and goes out of bounds. We are tied at 2. 5:53 to go here in the first quarter. Izzy Meyer in for Fort Loramie in place of Autumn Turner.
Corinne Holscher check into the game, too, for Heitkamp.
Holscher, a 5'11 soft. Here's a long three outside the arc on the right by Chappie, who got a screen, and she fills up the nets.
Boy, she can shoot the basketball.
That's 4 threes in 2 games by Chappie against Fort Loramie. 5-2 Raiders. Head of the circle, Miley Chateau. Outside the arc on the right to Izzy Meyer. Back to Chateau. Collision occurs. Foul called against Rushi. Celeste Borchers.
She's about a half a step away from the steal.
5:31 to go in the first, 5-2 in favor of Rushi. I don't think Avery Brandewee's gotten a shot yet.
No, she has not.
Midcourt measure for Fort Loramie down the right side of the circle, right of the lane. A leaner from 10 short. Rebound Izzy Meyer. Back to Mesher inside the arc. Lets it go. No good again. Long rebound to Meyer. Meyer shoots it from the right flank. It's shy of the mark. Rebound Rushi. Raiders on defense there allowed Fort Loramie 3 good looks, but Fort Loramie couldn't counter. Here's a pass by Rushi, ill-advised, thrown into the lane, intended for Haney, battled away by Brandewee. Down the floor to Mesher, to Brandewee at the foul stripe. On the arc to Izzy Meyer, now to Brandoui, right flank Meyer. Meyer on the bounce, back to Avery, into the right corner to Mesher. Mesher hangs on, top of the circle, Miley Chateau. He's got the Fort Loramie bucket in this game. Into the paint area to Brandoui, a short jumper deflected. Good defense by Francis Averucci. Here come the Raiders, up 5-2. 4:26 to go, first quarter. At the elbow on the right, it's Francis. Into the lane. It's fed on the play to Borchers. She stretches out the arms, tries to shovel it toward the rim, and she smacked on the arm and gets two. 5-2, Rushi. 4:21 to go, first quarter. No Maddie Chateau for Fort Loramie tonight or the rest of the season. Out with a knee injury. Redskins will certainly miss her quarterbacking, ball handling, 10 points a game, 3-point shooting, and everything else the sophomore has done so well. Foul shot good by Celeste Borchers. Second one is on the money as well. And Rusey's jumped on top 7-2 over Fort Loramie here in the opening quarter. Brandoui darts up the floor. Gives it baseline left to a teammate. Then the ball is fed right back to Brandoui. She scores. What a pass by Taylor Schmidtmeyer, who came in off the bench for the Redskins. Brandoui on the finish, 7-4, Rushi. 4 minutes gone in the first. Haney top of the circle. Left corner to a teammate. It's Hazel Francis, who pivots outside the lane to the left and hits a 12-footer. Ooh, nicely done by Hazel. 9-4 Raiders, who press in backcourt. Redskins having trouble. Brandoui flips it up ahead to Meyer. Meyer low on the right to a teammate. It's Corinne Holscher, who flips it back out to Brandoui. Between the rings to Heitkamp. 9-4 Rushi. Heitkamp drives, leaves it left corner for Schmidtmeyer. She muffed it, got it back. Fed it to Heitkamp between the rings. Outside the arc on the right, it's Meyer for Fort Loramie, which is down 9-4. Into the lane to Brandoui. Turnaround 13-footer hits the rim. No good. Nice rebound on the inside. Laid up on the iron by Schmidtmeyer. It's no good. Tipped up again by Fort Loramie. Foul Redskins over the shoulder. 9-4, Rushi. 3:08 to go here in the first period. Redskins playing without Maddie Chateau. First game that she will have missed. And it is an adjustment, a work in progress for the Redskins girls. Here's Cordonier down the floor for Rushi. Throws 30 feet away to Hazel Francis. Cross-court pass to Haney. She's open from 10. Missed it. It's one she'll normally make. Available. No one near her. She stiff-armed it. Laid it up on the ring. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Quickly down the floor to Mesher. Baseline right. Good from 12 feet. And a foul on Rushi. Mesher connects. It's 9-6. Rushi. And Mesher tries to get the and one. She missed it hard off the back flange. Momentary tie up on the rebound. And it is nicely picked up off the hardwood by Corinne Holscher. Foul, Rushi on the arm. Holscher cleaned that one up off the floor. Rushi with a hooking foul. Redskins inbound left of the rim. Thrown on the arc to Miley Chateau. Oh, a bad pass. Interception, Hazel Francis, who goes 60 feet the other way. Good for two. 11-6 Raiders. 2:26 to go, first quarter. Fort Loramie with the ball on the right. 25 feet away, Schmidtmeyer. Cross-court pass, intercepted, Cordonier. Cordonier's had him at three Redskins. Goes to the rack anyway. Missed it. It's on the rim, came off. Rebound Mesher in backcourt for Fort Loramie. She flips it to midcourt to Heitkamp. Teammate ahead, wide open. Miley Chateau, who leaked out and scored. 11-8 Raiders, 1:56 to go here in the first quarter.
Not a real good strategy when five people attack the ball and they can just throw it over their head down the floor for a layup.
Yep, Rushi had too many attempting to get that offensive rebound. Steal, Mesher swipes it for Fort Loramie. Up ahead to a teammate, and the Redskins can't hang on. The ball is coughed up out of bounds.
Dribbled it off her foot.
11-8 in favor of Rushi. A minute 42 to go here in the first quarter. Getting a break, Mesher for the Redskins. Hazel Francis comes off for Rushi. Here come the Raiders to midcourt. Heitkamp for Fort Loramie meets the ball handler, Addison Chappie, right there. Rushi had a 7-2 lead. It's now 11-8. Cordonier, top of the circle on a weave, handoff to Borchers. Far left wing, Chappie. She goes baseline, pulls up, can't shoot. Ball fed to Callie Gubo out high. She's a good three-point shooter. Now Cordonier coming out to catch is Haney. 1:12 to go, first quarter, three-point lead, Rushi. Gubo looks for Haney, can't find her. Ball pitched near midcourt to Borchers. Hand off to Chappie. Rushi continues to work the arc. Left corner, Cordonier. Shot fake, a drive. She's choked off. Pitches it back to a teammate on the arc. 50 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 11-8 Fort Loramie. Gubo, 30 feet out, dribbles. Goes to the Raiders logo as Rushi resets under the direction of head coach Michael Bayshore. Oh, a good overplay by Heitkamp. She steals it and romps the other way. 50 feet up and good. Ariel Heitkamp on the theft and 2 points for Fort Loramie. 11-10 Raiders. 23 seconds to go, first quarter of play. Cordonier, midcourt, gives it up to Gubo. Back to Cordonier, 15 to go. Left side, Chappie. Gubo, 30 feet out, near side, Cordonier. Good defense, Fort Loramie. Right corner at Chappie, fakes, doesn't shoot, 4 to go. Left baseline, Haney, wild shot with a second to go, high off the board, no good. Super defense down the stretch by Fort Loramie, which gets within one of Rushi after 8 minutes. 11-10 Raiders on scorersbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super strip loin steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Up a three-pointer by Addison Chappie. Got the scoring underway in the first for Rushi. Raiders went up 3-0, led 7-2. Fort Loramie closes within one. 11-10, Chuck, your summation of that first period on both teams.
Well, I think both teams a little tight, basically offensively, but defensively, it's a struggle. Loramie's gone to their half-court trap now. Rushi's got to be able to adjust to that.
Cordonier with the basketball for Rushi. She's got it at the timeline. Ball high overhead. Heitkamp all over her. Ball dealt back near side to Celeste Borchers. Now goes to Faith York, who's in now. 5'8 junior guard. York 30 feet out. Trapping defense for Loramie. Oh, a good deflection by Mesher. Into the hands of Brandewey. Outlet to Mesher. Powers to the rim. Yes. Redskins have their first lead. 12-11. Half minute gone, quarter number two. Midcourt, Cordonier for Rushi against Heitkamp. Ball thrown left side to York. I think she dribbled. That constitutes a bounce. She can't put it on the floor again. Deals to Haney. Haney swivels down the right side of the lane and got between Brandewey and Mesher and scored. Long pass for Loramie. Ill-advised, intercepted by Cordonier. Rushi up one, 13-12. Head of the key, York, loops it cross-court, out of bounds, it sails. Fort Loramie got a lead to start the second at 12-11. Rushi back on top, 13-12, a minute gone in quarter number two. Here come the Redskins to the timeline. It is Mesher. Mesher dribbling, gets a screen, veers right. Gives it up, gets it back. Little pick and roll down inside to Brandewey. Muscles up a five-footer and banks it home. Assist Mesher, 2 points, Brandewey. 14-13, Fort Loramie. Six and a half to go, second quarter. A zone look from the Redskins. Here's Cordonier, left corner, Chappie. Chappie dribbling, back to Cordonier, 30 feet out. Near side, it goes to Hazel Francis, back to Cordonier. Chappie may have to make a three or two to bust up this zone. Hazel Francis fires to Chappie, who revolves from the left side of the floor to the right. Can't shoot the three. Gives it back to Francis. To Haney, weak side. They isolate for her. Starts a drive. Pulls up. Doesn't shoot. Flips it to Francis on the arc. Back to Haney. Got a defender in the air. Running one-hander, a floater too hard. Rebound down to Fort Laramie's Mesher. Long lead out down the floor to a teammate. Driving to the rim. Shot missed on the play by Izzy Meyer. Hits the backboard. Bodies fly. People on the deck. What's been ruled? Held ball. Out of bounds to Fort Laramie. Redskins benefit from the arrow. 5:43 to go, quarter number two. Brandewee gets a respite for the Redskins. Mesher remains out there. Baseline left of the basket, inbounding. Autumn Turner lobs top of the circle. Ball caught there by Corinne Mesher. Mesher back straight away to Turner. Left side pass, Miley Chateau. 14-13 Fort Laramie. Right wing Mesher picked up by Haney. Mesher looks for the cutter. Top of the circle, hanging on with the ball is Turner. Hits Miley Chateau. She drives down the lane. Banks it with the left hand. A little too much mustard on it. Rebound down to Rushi. 14-13 Redskins. 5:11 to go, second quarter. On the arc, Cordonier for the Raiders. Cordonier bouncing. Picked up by Holscher for Fort Laramie. Here's Haney against Mesher. Stops her dribble. Little pick and roll with a teammate down on the inside. It's Les Borchers who shot it, missed it wildly. Loose ball rebound into the hands of Francis. Shot no good, but a foul on the Redskins. And Hazel Francis gets two.
That was a good hustle play by Borchers that time. Not a very good shot, but she went and got her own rebound. And then she found Francis wide open.
Free throw by Hazel is up and in. Game tied at 14. Fort Laramie 14. Rushi 14. Redskins and Raiders in a scrap. 4:51 to go here in the second quarter.
5 for 5 from the line now.
Shot by Francis was jinxed by Chuck McBee. It's hard. Hard off the back brace. Rebound down to Fort Laramie. We're tied up at 14 apiece. Heitkamp to midcourt for the Redskins. Angles right. On a weave. It goes on the play to teammate Corinne Holscher. Ball thrown down on the inside below the rim. Fumbled and picked off by Rushi. Here come the Raiders back the other way. It's Francis. To Cordonier between the circles. Tied at 14. 4:16 to go, second quarter. Cordonier stops her dribble. Gives it up on the play to Hazel Francis. Down to the inside to Haney. Shot no good. Rebounds. Throws on the arc to Cordonier, who buries a triple. Ariana Cordonier lights it up from three-point land. And Rushi's got a three-point bulge. 17-14. Brandewee with the ball for Fort Laramie. She scored four of the Redskins, 14 points. Here's Mesher on the arc. Back inside to Brandewee. Brandewee twists and turns. Two-shot foul coming up as Francis tagged her on the wrist. Free throw shooting has not been the Redskins' strength in the last month or so. It's been on the downhill slide. This free throw by Brandewee is up and in. 17-15, Rushi but two. Second foul shot coming for Brandewee. Chappie back on the floor for Rushi in place of Francis. Brandewee's got them both. 17-16 Raiders. 3:40 to go here in the second quarter of play. Cordonier coming off that three-pointer, seconds ago. Dribbles head of the key. Mesher meets her. Ball whipped to Chappie, left corner. Back on the arc to Cordonier. Chappie, baseline left. Haney in that short corner. Had a look at the basket, didn't take it. Her pass is deflected. Fort Laramie on the swipe. Quickly down the floor, it's Turner. Turner gives it up to Brandewee. Foul line, twisting, double teamed. On the arc to Turner. Baseline left, Mesher against Haney. Around Haney, Mesher reverse layup on the rim, and it comes off into the hands of Shappy of Rushi, which leads by one. 3 minutes to go, second quarter, ahead to Cordonier. Cordonier, 35 feet away. Head coach Michael Bayshore barks out a play. Here's Haney popping out Shappy behind a screen from York. Can't get the shot away. Near side, Cordonier at the elbow. 2:45 to go, second quarter. Raiders up one, 17-16. York on the bounce. Foul stripe to Haney. Back inside it goes to a teammate. Nice catch by Borchers in traffic. Good block by Fort Laramie from behind. Loose ball, rebound, out of bounds in the corner. It's awarded Fort Laramie.
Well, that was a nice block because they had her wide open, and Brandon, we did a good job of blocking it without fouling her.
One heck of a defensive play by Brandewee of Fort Laramie. 17-16 Raiders, 2:25 to go here in the second. Heitkamp to midcourt. Right wing to Meyer. Left side of the court, dealt to Schmidtmeyer. High post Brandewee. Meyer, deep right corner, back into Avery. Baseline right. Awkward fadeaway around the edge of the backboard. A little strong. Weak side rebound down to York of Rushi. Stop and go move, right side of the floor. Little pick and roll, lobs it back on the play to Celeste Borchers. Cross court, Shappy. Rushi's got it, 1:51 to go, second quarter. Raiders up one, 17-16. York comes out to catch. Straight away, Haney picked up by Brandewee. Haney drives, baseline right. Tries to shoot, Brandewee walloped her, fouled her. Two free throws for Rushi. 1:40 to go in the second quarter. 17-16 Raiders. Two shots Haney. Rushi getting to the free throw line often in this game. Missing here. Two straight misses by the Raiders. After five straight makes. Shappy out for Rushi along with Borchers. Second free throw upcoming here for Haney. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 bounces by Claudia. She pushes it up toward the iron. It's wide right. Rebound Mesher. Raiders have missed their last three at the stripe. Mesher barges down the floor all the way below the foul line. She tripped and was fouled by Rushi. She went down a big time splash on the hardwood. Gets up a bit gimpy, does Victoria Mesher for the Redskins. Couple of free throws for her in the act of shooting. 91 seconds to go in the second quarter. Rushi up one. Mesher misfires. A little heavy on the shot. Second one for Victoria. Coming out for Fort Laramie, Corinne Holscher. Mesher shooting this one for the tie. Swish. She's got it. 17-17 deadlock. Here comes Cordonier to midcourt for Rushi. Zone defense applied before Laramie. Cordonier on the dribble. Goes deep right corner on the play. Handled there by Haney. Cross court pass. Comes back near side to Gubo. Callie lets one fly. Long distance. Short. Rebounded by Fort Laramie. Quickly up to Heitkamp. Ball poked away from behind. Rushi tries to save on the baseline. Raiders gobble it up. Fort Laramie provided a push. Common foul. Three on the Redskins in the period, two on Rushi. A minute six to go. Not much happening, Chuck, here in this second quarter.
You got some girls that don't play a lot for Laramie, and they're trying to do a little too much throwing the ball inside. They got to make better passes.
The scoring has stalled out here in the second period. Game tied at 17. Cordonier's got the ball ahead of the key. 45 ticks on the clock. Late second quarter. Gubo, Cordonier. Skip pass, near side Gubo. Back to Cordonier, straight on. Mesher on the point on that zone. It's been effective. 30 seconds to go, first half. Rushi with possession. Seconds winding down. Outside the arc on the right, it's Gubo. Bounce pass, Cordonier. 20 seconds to go. Deep left corner, Shappy doesn't shoot. Back to Cordonier. Both Shappy and Cordonier made threes in this game for the Raiders. 12 to play in the period. Gubo at the Raiders logo. Down to seven. Rushi's got to go. Near side, Cordonier. Five left. And it was kicked on the play by Cordonier inadvertently. Ball out of bounds. Well, I thought that Rushi kicked it. Should have been given maybe to Fort Loramie. Didn't think the Redskins kicked it. Three to play. Inbounds to Gubo. Long three-pointer. Missed it. Her 30-footer was a little too long. It went 32. Not a good possession by Rushi over the last minute. That's how the first half ends. 17-17 deadlock. A couple touchdowns, a field goal for each squad. Not much went on in that second quarter of play as the scoring grinded to a halt. Halftime at Rushi, 17 apiece on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. We are here at the half at the Rushi Gym, a 17-17 deadlock, Raiders and Redskins. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies, and Schaefer Oil offers the same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business that began in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes who are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, energy for today and for tomorrow. Hey, we are now your new community go-to store. We're Schaefer Market. We've gone local, located South Main in Fort Loramie. We have found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. So, we now offer winter's meats, Hunt Brothers Pizza, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, and more at Schaefer Market. Sample our hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you like our new station that serves up piping hot coffee, and we've got a bigger selection of soft drinks, too. Stop by today, see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, locally owned and operated Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. 17-17 deadlock here at the half, Fort Loramie and Rushi. This segment brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie and Schnipple Construction in Bodkins. Chuck?
Loramie has a 15-12 rebounding advantage, 5-2 on the offensive boards. The Raiders turned it 7 times in the first half. Loramie turned it 4. 3-for-5 from the free throw line for the Redskins. Rushi went 8 times, made 5. Individual scoring for Fort Loramie. They were led by Brandewey with 6, Mesher with 5, Miley Chateau with 4, and Ariel Heitkamp with 2. They scored 10 and 7, 17 for the first half. Rushi led by Hazel Francis with 5, and then Celeste Borchers had 4, 3 each from Chappie and Cordonier, and then 2 from Claudia Haney. They scored 11 and 6. 17-17 at the half.
One of those games, Chuck, where a 5 or 6 point lead is going to be enormous.
Yeah, both teams struggle a little bit scoring. A, because, you know, they're not a great off, neither one's a great offensive team, but the defense is outstanding.
Yeah, these two teams, I think more often than not, would prefer to score in transition. Half-court offense is being thwarted.
Absolutely.
In this game tonight for certain. 17-17 tie at the break. Fort Loramie and Rushi. This segment brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie and by Schnipple Construction and Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction and Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction and Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love.
Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. ScoresBroadcast.com. Rushi Fort Loramie in a tight one. The girls' contest tied up at 17. We start the second half of play. Rushi with the ball to our left. Top of the circle, Borchers to Cordonier. Coming out to catch is Haney. Mesher reaches in, nearly forces a tie-up. It has been a difficult game to officiate, pretty physical at times, but it has been well worked by this crew. Rushi dribbling on the arc, ball lobbed into the lane area, deflected, fumbled on the baseline by the Raiders, who tried to trace it down. Cordonier touches last, and Fort Loramie gets it. Neither team, Chuck, able to do much in the paint. It is congested.
It is. No, they're not giving that up. You're going to have to shoot the ball from the outside.
Here's Heitkamp, 35 feet away for Fort Loramie. Brandewee, top of the circle. Demesher, foul stripe. Oh, she sneaks into the lane, squeezes off a short two. She's tipped on the wrist as she lets it go. Couple of free throws for Mesher. 17 all tie, 7-10 to go, second quarter. Here is Mesher, one of two, in a trip to the stripe late in the second quarter. This one's good. 18-17 Fort Loramie. Redskins had a one-point lead at 12-11. They've got a one-point lead again. Mesher makes them both. It's a two-point edge for Fort Loramie at 19-17. 19-17 Fort Loramie. With seven to play here in the third quarter. Cordonier between the rings with the ball for Rushi. Brandewee comes out to meet her. Defense right now for Fort Loramie, Chuck. Man.
Straight man.
Haney high left. Mesher on her. Coming out to catch Cordonier. Cordonier fakes right, goes left. Top of the circle, doesn't shoot. Back to Haney. Here's Cordonier, who retreats to midcourt. Redskins defense. Combination, man zone, back and forth. It's been sticky. Rushi having difficulty probing the middle of the floor. Good defense by Heitkamp, guarding Chappie 30 feet away. Chappie tries to get loose for the jumper, can't do it. Haney, far left side of the floor. Celeste Borchers to Francis, hemmed in, wild pass. Heitkamp on the intercept. Fort Loramie's defense won that possession. Down to Brandewee in the lane, on the arc to Heitkamp. She leans in, shoots the 15-footer off to the right. Rebound ricochets out of bounds, right corner. Rushi possession. Boy, a sense, Chuck, if somebody could get a two or three possession lead, that would be significant.
Yeah, at 19-17 in the third quarter, there's not a lot of points being scored.
Cordonier up and over the Raiders logo. Veers to the right. Gets a screen. Brandewee on her. Haney straight away. Pitches left flank to Chappie. Good overplay, Brandewee. A steal. She reached in, swiped it from Borchers. Brandewee on the loose. Layup at the other end. Got it for two. 21-17. Fort Loramie by four. Cordonier midcourt. Here comes the trap. Here comes the trap. And the ball is thrown to Haney. To Chappie in the right corner. Fort Loramie nearly steals.
And it's Mesher with the reach and a bump and a foul. It's two on Victoria. 5:22 to go, third quarter. Fort Laramie up four, 21-17. Miley Chateau out. Autumn Turner out for Fort Laramie. And our first look at Liza Puppelman, who's in the freshman for the Redskins.
She had a nice JV game.
She is a very good player, up and comer. She gave a real good account of herself at Lima Bath, got a lot of minutes. Here's a three-pointer by Chappie, in and out, no good. Weak side rebound, yes. Faith York got it to go. Timeout Raiders, who are down two, 21-19. Five left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Well, we've got 3 minutes in the books. Early on, second half, five to play, third quarter. Fort Laramie in a four-point lead. Then a bucket by Rushi prior to the Raiders' timeout makes it a 21-19 contest. Here's Randawi at midcourt as she got away from two players, barely stolen, and then it was swiped. Good overplay, thievery by Borchers of Rushi. Up ahead to Cordonier. 21-19, Fort Laramie leads by two. Left wing at York. Coming out to catch Haney straight away. Cordonier right flank. All this action on the arc. High left, it goes to Francis. Picked up there by Meyer, who's on the court now for Fort Laramie. Izzy Meyer, near side Haney. Straight away fed to York. Oh, back door. Ball fed to a teammate. Driving shot missed by Francis. Loose ball, rebound right corner. Fort Laramie's got it. Rushi on the deflection. Out of bounds to the Redskins. Substitutions, Fort Laramie. Mesher in for Fort Laramie along with Schmidtmeyer is bringing to Wee and Heitkamp set. Head coach Carla Siegel, Chuck, with a tough chore trying to spread out the playing time of her two go-getters, Mesher and Brandewick.
Well, absolutely, and this is, she's just getting ready for the tournament now because this is what she's going to have.
4 minutes gone here in the third. Here is Fort Laramie breaking pressure at the top of the circle. Ball thrown left side of the lane to Holscher. Nice look from 12 feet. It hit the heel, kicked away. Rebound Rushi. Here come the Raiders driving hard. Borchers into the right corner. Lost it. Francis picked it up. Nearly walked. Threw it straight away to York. York runs the show now. 21-18 Fort Laramie. 3:30 left to go here in the third quarter. Hand off to Cordonier. Left side pass to Hazel Francis. Ball given up behind her to York. York picked up by Schmidtmeyer. York on the bounce, still dribbling. 5 seconds, nearly called. Outside the arc on the right, it's Haney. On a weave, it goes to Borchers. Little give and go. Borchers, Francis back to Borchers. And a two-shot foul in the lane area. Good hesitation play by Celeste Borchers of Rushi. She attracted the contact. And a couple of free throws here for the tie. 21-19 Fort Laramie. Foul shot is good. 21-20 Fort Laramie by a point. 3:11 to go here in the third. Second shot for Celeste. Four bounces. Spins the ball in her palms. It's up and it is in there. We're tied right back up at 21 as Rushi scores four in a row after the Redskins had inched in front, 21-17. Zone defense now by Rushi.
2-3.
Far right wing, it is Miley Chateau on top to Mesher. Back to Miley. Ball lobbed in the paint area to Schmidtmeyer, who tried to dribble and fumble the ball away to Rushi. Here come the Raiders down the left side. It's Cordonier. All over her, Brandewey, head of the key, Haney. Mesher guards her. Cordonier between the rings, 2.5 to go, third quarter.
Rushi now in possession to take the lead. Right wing Haney coming out to catch is York. Ball thrown baseline left, intended on the play for Celeste Borchers, and Mesher gets a fist on it and drives it out of bounds. Liza Poppelman checks out, so does Schmidtmeier for Fort Loramie. Inbounding for Donyer for the Raiders. Hits the cutter down the lane. Oh, a nice play. It's caught and laid in. Hazel Francis. Good assist from beneath the basket by Rushi. Francis on the finish. Six straight for the Raiders, who lead it 23-21. 2:10 to go, third quarter. Here's a pass by Brandewee for Mesher. She's knocked down trying to catch it. No harm, no foul. Rebound Rushi, or I should say loose ball to the Raiders, who get in a hurry, and the blue and gold throw it away.
Well, the Fort Loramie fans wanted a foul at the other end. I don't think it was a foul. I think she did a good job of just holding her spot. It was a bad pass.
Yep, I think it was simultaneous contact by two players who were more or less going for what was darn near a 50-50 ball. Timeout Fort Loramie, 1:54 to go in the third. 23-21 Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Well, Mesher's got 7 for Fort Loramie. Brandewee, 8. 23-21 Rushi. Redskins have the ball, right baseline Mesher. Oh, shot fake to the rim, packed on the arm, and she'll get 2. Couple free throws here for Victoria. Foul committed by, I think, Haney of Rushi. 2 team fouls each club, third quarter. Free throw Mesher, a lot of rim, backboard. It's good. 23-22. Rushi up 1. Redskins shooting free throws pretty well here tonight. Addison Chappie back in for Faith York for Rushi. Second foul shot, Victoria Mesher for the tie. It's no good.
Jinxed her.
Yep, hits the back of the iron. Caroms into the left corner. Tracked down on the play by Haney of Rushi. 1 point lead, Raiders. 1:28 to go, third quarter. Midcourt Chappie nearly walked, gave it up on the play to Francis, 25 feet out. Back to Chappie, left corner, wants to shoot, doesn't. Heitkamp on her, baseline drive, Chappie. It hit the side of the rim, deflected on the rebound, but Brandewee out of bounds to Rushi.
I'll tell you what, I don't know how she got that ball up on the rim. That was a heck of a shot.
Chappie, very athletic, only senior on this Rushi roster. Ball inbounded on the arc to Borchers for Rushi. Hand off to Gordon, you're 30 feet away. 70 seconds to go, third period. Fort Loramie hasn't scored in close to 2.5 minutes. Baseline right, Rushi. Spin move. Right back on the arc. It goes to Borchers, who dribbles between two Redskins, who steal. A run out by Heitkamp. All the way to the rack. Yes! Heitkamp for a deuce. 24-23 Redskins, who turn that takeaway into 2 points. 42 seconds to go in the third. Rushi, forecourt left, it's Gordonier. Whips it into the corner to Francis. Working into the lane. Fed it to Haney. Shot fake on the arc. Doesn't try it. 23 seconds to go in the third.
Good choice by Haney. That's not the spot for a three with 20 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Fort Loramie up 1. Gordonier retreats to the Raiders logo. Team foul situation to each club. Nobody in jeopardy of getting 2 free throws on a common foul. 8 seconds left. Third quarter. Francis on the arc. Back to Gordon. You're open. Look for 3. Too hard off the back frame. Big rebound. Brandewee. Third quarter ends. 24-23 Redskins over the Raiders. We've got a thriller, a photo finish upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Oh, Cutaway Styling Salon. Cutaway in Fort Laramie, 15 Elm Street. The family salon for mom, dad, all the kids and adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style and you will smile. Beautiful hair with beautiful care at Cutaway in Fort Laramie. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Stylist Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, Renee Mesher. Handicapped accessible. 40 years styling at Cutaway. It's our experience and it's your style. And we will create the do for you. Walk into Cutaway, come out to Styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. Redskins possession starting the fourth. Here's a baseline J missed, but a good rebound by Miley Chateau. She scraped it up off the hardwood below the foul line, went to the rack, and shoveled it through. Heads up play, Miley Chateau of Fort Laramie, 26-23 Redskins. Rushi with the ball in the arc. Action underway here in the fourth. Fort Laramie had a four-point lead midway through the third. Rushi wiped it out with six straight. Now the Redskins are back on top by three, 26-23. Addison Chappie at midcourt on the bounce. 7-10 to play. Defense Fort Laramie right now man-to-man. Chappie bounce pass 30 feet away. Left side handled there by Kylie Dosek, who's checked in, a 5'10 junior. Dosek, top of the circle, hangs on. That is Chappie, fakes the three, thought about triggering. Head coach Michael Bayshore says, let it go.
Yeah, boy, he wants her to shoot that. That's what they're running the play for.
Chappie hangs on, 30 feet out, doesn't shoot. Gives it to Cordonier. Cordonier fends off Brandewee. Oh, a nice backdoor cut to the rack. Borchers, good, and a foul. Free throw coming for Rushi for the tie. 26-25, Redskins by one.
Francis having a real nice offensive game for Rushi.
Big free throw here for the Rushi Raiders, Hazel Francis, who sparked Rushi in that first meeting between the two. She was excellent in that game.
She's 10 now.
What'd you say, Chuck? 10?
She's 10, yes.
10 points for Francis. And that's about what she had in the confrontation during the regular season. 26-26 tie on the three-point play by Francis, who connected on the free throw. And then Fort Laramie comes right back with a shot on the inside, up and in by the Redskins. Well done on the play. Was that Mesher?
Mesher missed the shot. Brandewee got the putback.
Brandewee with a big offensive board. As Rushi tied it, then within 10 seconds, Fort Laramie went back in, but 5:54 to go in the game. Deep right corner, Cordonier for a triple. Swish! Swish! Ariana Cordonier for Rushi was open. She lights it up. 29-28, Rushi by a point. 5:40 to go in the fourth. Redskins have the ball high right. It's Mesher. Gives it up cross court. Fed straight away to Heitkamp. Brandewee comes out to get it. 5:28 to go. Brandewee drives right down the right side of the lane. The ball was knocked away. She saved it, flipped it into Mesher. We got a scrum, held ball, possession, Rushi, which leads by a point, 29-28, on the triple by Cordonier. Don't think Fort Laramie's made it three in this game, Chuck.
Don't think they've taken one.
Uh-uh. And Rushi's got what, three triples?
I think that was three.
Cordonier midcourt for the Raiders. On the bounce. Brandon Wheel on her. Outside the arc on the left, it's Francis. Francis whips the pass straight away to Haney. Big stretch of this game upcoming. Rushi trying to build on a one-point lead. Faith York catches high left. Goes left flank to Haney. Haney stumbles, nearly walked, gave it up to Francis. Back to Haney. Ball shoveled to Cordonier, 30 feet away. Now Shappy at 14, Francis 10, where the two teams met the first time. Hazel having a good one again. Ball thrown, low post left to Borchers. Turnaround, 8-foot J, deflected. Meshers got it for Fort Loramie. He storms down the floor, a high dribble held on the play by Rushi. 4:29 to go here in the fourth. 29-28 Raiders. Redskins will inbound. One team foul each way. Height camp to give it up below the rim. Finds Brandon. We open in the lane. Twisting and turning. Scoring! And a foul on Rushi. What an inbounds. Heitkamp dealt it to Brandon Wee, and she made a nice, agile shake-and-bake move in the lane and scored off the backboard. Here's the and-one attempt for Brandon Wee. It is good at the free-throw line. Timeout Fort Loramie, which leads by two. 31-29, 4:27 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
13 for Brandon Wheat, 10 for Francis. Those two lead the clubs in scoring. 4:12 to go here in the fourth. Rushi down a point with the ball, or I should say down two with the ball. Big three-point play, second to go by Brandewee of Fort Loramie. Brandewee nearly steals at the top of the circle, batted it. Borchers took it back. Ball retained by Rushi. Cordonier, head of the key, wants to navigate the middle of the floor. Can't do it. Throws to Haney. There it's back to Ariana. All the way to the rack. Foul against Fort Loramie.
Well, I tell you what, she hit, cut through. Nice play by the freshman.
Ariana Cordonier wanted to navigate the center of the floor. You could see it in her actions. And she barreled down the paint. Good feed by Haney. Cordonier was chopped up en route to the basket while shooting. Free throw, though, is no good. Little strong. 31-29. Fort Loramie leads but two. 3:54 to go here in the fourth quarter. A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi. Underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. A&M serves 200 businesses across the Buckeye State, 60 less than 75 miles away. A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi, pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. And if you are looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on shift number one, Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093, 295-3093, A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Ariana Cordonier shoots the second free throw. It's hard. The first one was also long. Fort Loramie's outshot Rushi at the charity stripe in this game, and the Redskins garnered the rebound and have the ball outside the arc up to 31-29. Mesher at the elbow on the left steps out to the arc. She's on the bounce. Two team fouls, Raiders. Two team fouls, Redskins. Near side, Heitkamp. Mesher straight away. Left side pass dealt to Turner. Ball rotated around the top of the arc. It's Brandewe 30 feet out. Brandewe on the bounce, dribbling, looking for a teammate. Brandewe wants to drive. She's pinched by two defenders. Thought about throwing to Schmidtmeyer. Instead, dealt the ball to Miley Chateau. Now Heitkamp, 25 feet out. 3 minutes left in the game. Fort Loramie up two, 31-29. Brandewe being checked by Francis. That's been a good duel all night. Grabbing foul on Rushi. Third on the Raiders. And how many on Francis, Chuck? Four.
That hurt.
Yep, 2:54 to go in the game. Hazel, a prime defender for Rushi, comes out. Addison Chappie is only 5'6". They lose several inches there, but gain in three-point shooting. Chappie back in. Rushi inbounds below the basket. Mesher, she's in there too long. Oh, Fort Loramie gets a timeout just before the three-second call is made. 2:48 to go in the game. Two-point lead, Redskins, on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi's in big demand. We'll grind your first 10 tools free. We offer sharpening, recoating, special grinds, and a fraction of the replacement cost. More about O'Reilly in a moment. Fort Loramie after the timeout. Inbounds to Miley Chateau on top. Open for a three-point look. No good. Off to the right. Strapped for the rebound. Right corner. Over the back, foul on Fort Loramie. It's Common. Rushi will bring it down. Trailing by two. 31-29 with 2:43 to go, Chuck.
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, Miley had a real good look at the top of the key. She just pulled it to the right a little bit.
York's got the ball for Rushi. Cross court to Cordonier. Picked up by Mesher. Cordonier hangs on. 5 second count is on. Mesher reaches in. Nearly got the tie up. Arrow would have favored Fort Loramie. Time out by Rushi. 2:25 to go. 2-point lead Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Final 2 minutes, 15 seconds. Rushi with the ball. Haney, top of the circle. Down the lane. Up and good. And a foul against Fort Loramie. What a play by Claudia Haney. Beautifully done. She has not been a big point getter tonight. Only four, an and one. She was clobbered on the arm. Good effort by Heaney as she raced down the right side of the lane. She had 4 points, I think, coming in. Foul on Mesher. That's her fourth. 4 points for Heaney, who's at the stripe. A chance for her fifth and an opportunity to lift the Raiders to 1 point lead. We've had some three-point plays the old-fashioned way here in the last few minutes. Free throw by Heaney is no good. Much too hard. Oh, the rebound, Brandewe. Stolen by York. Shot blocked by Brandewe. Now it's loose. Far side of the floor. It's juggled. Rushi manages to collect the ball and unbelievably get a timeout. Well done by the Raiders. Well, you talk about anticipation, the coaching staff all over it. Well done by Rushi, getting a timeout in the nick of time. Rushi misfired the free throw. Brandon, we nearly had it. Rushi clawed it away. Ball was a scrum. Timeout Raiders, 2:05 left. We are tied up at 31-31. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi, accepting job applications in person at 560 East Main for experienced machinists and other entry-level spots. Contact us online, O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com, O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. Please take part in the coverage of high school sports on scorersbroadcast.com. Well, Chuck, it's going to boil down to maybe who's got the ball last.
Hey, that's possible. I mean, both teams really struggling to put the ball in the basket. A little bit of a 4-6 point run would be huge right here.
And we figured 40 would win it, that the game would probably be played at the end in the 30s. And that's where we are, 31-31. 2 minutes left to go, fourth quarter. Team fouls, four on Fort Loramie. Next one on the Redskins. Rushi shoots. Outside the arc, straight away, Haney puts it on the deck around Meyer to the basket. Blocked on the way. Meyer got a fist on it. So did Brandewey. Outlet to Ariel Heitkamp. Running, shooting down the right side of the lane. No good. She hurried the shot. Might have been better off bringing it back out. It almost went in. Rebound, Rushi. A minute 30 to go. Tied up at 31. Here's York between the circles for Rushi. York on the bounce. Only fitting for this game to go to overtime. There was a travel on Rushi's. Cordonier not called. Cordonier, deep right corner, gives it up on the play to Borchers. She might have been collecting the ball as she stepped once or one and a half times. Fort Loramie crowd wanted a walk. We play on. 1 minute to go. Tied up at 31. Top of the circle, Haney. Left side, Cordonier. Brandewey on her. York between the rings. York picked up on the play by Schmidtmeyer. Outside the arc on the right, Haney wants to drive, can't do it. Straight away, Callie Gubo. 42 seconds left. Near side to York. On top, Cordonier. 33 to play. Another timeout by Rushi. Under 40 ticks on the clock, 36.6 to be exact, 31-31 deadlock on scorersbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name, A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate, home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Yep, Rushi has a chance to win it. Raiders possession. 36.6 to go. 31-31 tie. Buzzer sounds before we implement play. I think the side court here on the near side of the floor is where the ball will be thrown in from. Maybe there's some confusion about where the arrow sits on the scoreboard. It's in favor of Fort Loramie, which has committed four fouls, and Rushi has committed three. Next one Fort Loramie commits will send the Raiders to the stripe for two.
I have no idea what that was all about, but now they're going to throw it in.
It is thrown to midcourt to Ariana Cordonier. Mesher at the point on her for Fort Loramie. 27 seconds to go. Left side pass to Francis. Left corner to Chappie. Now Cordonier 25 feet out. High left, it's Hazel Francis. Back to Cordonier. Mesher nearly on the deflect. 15 seconds to go. We're tied at 31. Will it be an OT? Or is the game going to be won here in the final 8 seconds? Perdonier, top of the circle, starts a drive against Mesher. Goes beneath the backboard. Mesher blocks it. 2 seconds to go. Ball loose in the left corner. And a timeout by the Raiders. They've used them all here in the last 3 or 4 minutes. 1.4 left. Rushi ball out of bounds to the left of the rim. We're tied at 31 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes. We build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today. Order, sell, or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Cordonier to inbounds, left of the basket, throws it into the lane. The ball is loose, tipped away by Fort Laramie, and that's how regulation ends. Good defense by Fort Laramie, which clogged up the lane area. 31-31 tie. We go to overtime. Redskins and Raiders, that's the way it's been played all night long. I don't think anybody had a... Yeah, Rushi did have a 5-point lead, 7-2, and Fort Laramie led by 4 very briefly in the middle of this game. Those have been the two biggest leads, 5 and 4. 31 all deadlock. Overtime next on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Laramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Yep, here we go. 4 minute OT. We'll jump it up. Haney, Mesher, midcourt. Fort Laramie going from left to right on your phone or computer screen. As you imagine the Rushi gym here tonight, Rushi from right to left. Haney and Mesher ready to go. They leap in the air. Fort Laramie's got the tap. It's Heitkamp in backcourt for the Redskins. Heitkamp's got the ball. Gives it to Mesher coming out to catch as Brandewee. So many thanks to our big 3 Fort Laramie sponsors with us each and every Fort Laramie game only all year long. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Geyer's, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and M&A Muffler and Tires. Here's Mesher down low for Fort Laramie. She spins, banks it, no good. Rebound once, twice for the Skins. It's on the iron, and it comes off. What an effort by Corinne Holscher. She kept it alive. The sophomore kept battling. Mesher made a twisting shot, hit high off the backboard. It wouldn't go in, but Holscher retaliated with not one rebound, but a couple. Kept sticking it up on the iron, and she's at the stripe and makes the first one. The second one bounces, no good. Ball saved, right corner, Mesher hauled it in, and Fort Laramie got a timeout in a miraculous way. Unbelievable. Well, we got a half minute gone in the OT, and Fort Laramie's up 1, 32-31 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Oh, we've got a doozy. Right down to the wire. Fantastic game. 32-31 Fort Loramie, which inbounds right corner of the floor. It is tipped away. Redskins tracking down midcourt. Heitkamp's got it. 32-31 Fort Loramie. We were tied at 31 at the end of regulation. Corinne Holscher has made a free throw to give the Redskins a one-point edge. Top of the circle with the basketball. It is Holscher. Deals to Heitkamp down the lane. Oh, a great pass. Heitkamp to Mesher. Six-footer in, out, in, out. Oh, it wouldn't go. Rebound, Rushi. Tough luck shooting Redskins. Here's a long three right wing. Borchers sizes it up. No good. She was available as Fort Loramie didn't match up quickly enough. Rushi got a fine look. Couldn't connect. Redskins possession. 32-31. 2:35 to go in the fourth. Mesher last trip down, had one on the rim. My goodness gracious, it pinballed back and forth three or four times in the cylinder. And then Rushi chucked up a long three, a wide open one. It would not go. And Fort Loramie's got the ball up one with 2:16 left. Foul line jump shot by Holscher. Holscher hits. Corinne Holscher, sophomore, 5'11". Nice play run for Holscher. She peeled off the screen, got the 15-footer, and drained it. 1:56 to go in the game. Fort Loramie in the lead, 34-31. Ball thrown deep right corner, three-point shooter, Rushi. Chappie, a bomb. He grazed iron. Rebound, Fort Loramie. Bad pass, stolen by Chappie. Chappie hits the jump shot. 15-footer, Chappie. Redskins had it, but coughed it up. 34-33, Fort Loramie, 1:36 to go in the fourth quarter. Heitkamp at midcourt. Heitkamp on the dribble. Holscher's field goal last trip down gave the Redskins a three-point edge, and head coach Carlos Siegel wants a timeout. 1:23 remaining. Fort Loramie up one on scores.broadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Redskins 34, Raiders 33, 1:23 to go in OT. Fort Loramie ball when we start play. Are you dreaming of owning a home in the Buckeye State? Well, F&M's Ohio Homebuyer Plus Savings Account will make that dream home closer than you think. 7.5% interest rate. It's designed to help hardworking Ohioans save for the dream home in their future. Visit your local F&M bank in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana. Ask about the home buyer plus savings account. Fort Loramie after the timeout inbounds, and Rushi swipes the basketball. A big steal by the Raiders, who are down one with a minute to go. Cordonia at center circle, picked up by Schmidtmeyer. Schmidtmeyer bounce pass to Haney, Mesher on her. Haney flips top of the circle to York. York hangs on, 56 to go. Man-to-man defense by Fort Loramie, right, Chuck? Uh-oh, 5 seconds count. York held the ball between the circles. There came the sandwich from Fort Loramie. They put on the pinch. 5 second count was on Redskins possession.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with it, but I'll tell you what, they haven't put a count on the whole night. That's a tough time to do it for the first time.
Here comes Fort Loramie to midcourt. Both teams over the limit on fouls, each with four. Heitkamp dribbles down the right side. 42 seconds to go. Head of the circle, dealt on the play to Holscher. She's bumped. And I think by my count and according to the scoreboard, two free throws coming. That was not common. Rushi's over the limit at five. Corinne Holscher with two foul shots. Fort Loramie up by one. Holscher shoots and makes it. It hits the front rim, crawls over, kerplunk.
The fourth quarter is considered an extension, or overtime's an extension of the fourth quarter. So fouls, each team got one timeout added.
Holscher hits them both. 36-33, Redskins. 38 seconds to go. Timeout situation, Chuck. One more for each club.
One each.
Yep. Here is a pass into the left corner by Rushi. Oh, what a swat. Smacked out of bounds. Brandewy with a block. It was not Brandewy. It was Holscher who got a piece of it.
She's having an overtime, this young lady is.
Star of the game in the OT in fourth quarter, Corinne Holscher for Fort Loramie. What a defensive stand by her. Brandewy was alongside. Holscher coming into her own. Three-point lead, Fort Loramie. 23 seconds to go in the fourth. Chappie on the arc for Rushi. Can't get off the three-pointer over Schmidtmeyer. Now she does. It's a long one. It's a 30-footer. It hit the iron. No good. Rebound York to Cordonier. 11 to play. Foul against Fort Loramie. Not that bad of a foul necessarily. 10.9 to go. Two free throws for Rushi, down three. If you're Loramie, you've got to box out and get the board on a miss.
I'd get very sick. You got to make sure you get the rebound.
Cordonier shooting two for the Raiders. Free throw by Ariana is around, and off. Fort Loramie's outshot Rushi at the free throw line.
They have.
Difference in the game.
This is a tough spot for a freshman to be standing up there shooting free throws in this game trying to beat Loramie.
10.9 to go, 36-33 Redskins. Big plays down the stretch by Corinne Holscher. Shot up there by Cordonier. It's good. It's a two-point game. Redskins have got to get it in. It's into Haney. Haney grapples the left arm of Mesher, who will stroll the other way and shoot two. If she drains them both, Redskins have a four-point lead with 9.6 to go in the overtime.
Yeah, I mean, if she gets it to a two-possession game, it's going to be tough. But these are tough free throws, even for a senior.
Sure. Pressure on Mesher. Shot is no good.
Not even close.
Nope. It was much too hard off to the left. Needs to make this one to force Rushi to shoot the three. Here's the foul shot upcoming by Mesher with a two-point lead. It is good. Fort Loramie 37, Rushi 34, 9.6 to go. Raiders need a triple to send it to an OT. Cordonier in the left corner. Step back two, deflected. She didn't get behind the arc. Brandewy was there. Somebody got a piece of it.
Brandewy.
Avery blocked. She covered up the loose ball after the tip shot, and she's hacked on the arm with .9 remaining in Fort Loramie up 37-34.
Wow, what a game.
Yep, what a contest. Couple of free throws for Avery Brandewy for Fort Loramie. She's got it. And that's where the Redskins have pulled this game out of the fire at the free throw stripe.
Yes, absolutely.
38-34 Fort Loramie. Second shot, Brandewy is on its way. Swish again. 5-point lead, Redskins. Under a second to go in the OT. Rushi inbounds, and that's it. Fort Loramie defeats Rushi 39-34. Heck of a game. Tied up at the end of regulation. Redskins triumphant by five in the OT session. Playing without Maddie Chateau, missing in the lineup for the rest of the year, knee injury. And Fort Loramie managed to get it done. Big plays late in regulation and in the OT by Corinne Holscher of the Fort Loramie Redskins. The 5'11 soft was big at crunch time. We'll return with more from here at Rushi in a few minutes. 39-34, Fort Loramie gets the win over Rushi. Neither team deserved to lose. Heck of a game tonight at the Raiders' new gym on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Oh, what a finish. What a finish here tonight. Fort Loramie victorious. Final difference, Chuck, was 5. Yep, 39-34. Redskins won it in OT over the Rushi girls tonight. The Raiders had opportunities, had chances. A difference in this game. You look at the free throw shooting. At Fort Loramie, 13 of 18. Rushi, 9 of 16. And in OT, what was Fort Loramie?
Loramie was 6 of 8 in shooting free throws in the overtime. 1 for 2 was Rushi. And I'll tell you what, Corinne Holscher stood up there, made 3 of 4, hit that jumper that they ran for her. She hadn't scored, and she scored 5 points in the overtime.
Yeah, she had 5 points in a league game 2 weeks ago. She's playing very well, coming in off the bench, and we'll see much more action now with Maddie Chateau out. Autumn Turner started. Commendable job by her, the senior who was on the floor to begin the game for Fort Loramie. Rushi Raiders gave the Redskins of Fort Loramie all they wanted here tonight. A variety of three-point plays over the last few minutes of regulation and in the OT, three-point plays the old-fashioned way. Fort Loramie's defense, Chuck, I think was the difference down the stretch, especially in the OT. Mesher and Brandewey and Holscher were demons on defense.
All three of them blocked threes that Chappie was shooting, and I'll tell you what, Chappie probably shoots, what, about 40-45% from threes?
Yep.
She is an outstanding shooter.
And she tried and tried all night long to get free.
Yep.
She kept backing up, backing up, backing up. Redskins would hedge. They wouldn't go under the screen all the time. They would stay right on Chappie, glued to her, the senior for the Raiders, who just could not get the shot she wanted in this game here tonight. Fort Loramie prevails with outstanding defense and great play off the bench from Corinne Holscher, 39-34. Yep. Chuck, who are your stars of the game? Let's take a look at the scoring, too.
Well, the scoring for Rushi, they were led by Francis with 10. She really kind of didn't do a lot of scoring in the second half, but she had a terrific game. Then they got 7 for Cordonier, and they got 6 from Borchers and 5 from Chappie. I'm going to go with Hazel Francis as my player of the game for the Raiders. On the other side, Loramie led by Brandewey with 15. They got 9 from Mesher, 6 from Miley Chateau. I thought she had a nice game, too. And 5 from Corinne Holscher. And I'm going to go with Brandewey and Holscher as my players of the game for the Redskins.
This segment presented to you by Clancy's. Clancy's Restaurant, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well-respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Well, we thought 40 points would win this game. Hey, it took an overtime session for us to get to 39 for the winner here today. Defensive presence prevailed, no doubt about it. We knew it would be. Neither team could probe or navigate the middle very well. Fort Loramie had the edge at the free throw line and pulled it out. Redskins made the defensive plays in overtime to win this game by 4, 39-34. Fort Loramie spied on Cordonier and Chappie for sure, preventing them from getting three-point looks when Rushi needed threes in that OT. Win by Fort Loramie advances the Redskins on the year to 19-2. 19-2 by way of a record for Fort Loramie, and Rushi ends its regular season with a mark of 12-9. Our next broadcast here on scoresbroadcast.com is tomorrow night from Bodkins. Rushi boys take on the Bodkins Trojans. Bodkins needs a win to grab a share of second place in the Shelby County Athletic League standings. Bodkins and Jackson Center are tied right now in the loss column. On Tuesday night next week, Jackson Center plays Anna in a game that we may very well cover here on Scores Broadcast. Tomorrow night, Rushi at Bodkins. Airtime 6:40, tip-off at 7:15. And then on Saturday afternoon, these Fort Loramie girls have a real tough task ahead of them. They play at Marion Local. A tip-off around a quarter of four or so. There are middle school boys games earlier in the day. JV start time for the girls, varsity start time for the girls, delayed. May not tip till a quarter of four. On the air around 3 o'clock in that vicinity on Saturday afternoon for Marion Local and Fort Loramie girls. Chuck enjoyed it. Rushi last beat Fort Loramie 2 years ago this month at the old Rushi gym by a score of 43-40. Raiders had opportunities here today to do it, just could not make the play at the most crucial stage of the game to pull it out of the fire.
Well, they had a shot to win it in regulation. They had a couple of really good looks. They just didn't drop. And then in overtime, Lormy kind of took over a little bit. So, Rushi, Lormy doesn't want to see Rushi again in the tournament. I promise you that.
No, and they could very well meet March 1st in a D7 regional championship game at Mendelia Butler. Fort Loramie will have time between now and then to rework.
Absolutely.
To rework its configuration on the floor, its complement of five players. I'm sure that position that had been occupied so well by Maddie Chateau at 10 points a game will be done now by committee. You'll see a lot of minutes for Corinne Holscher, the sophomore, who played exceedingly well. And without her, Fort Loramie doesn't win this contest.
Probably not. I mean, she really made some plays in overtime that you expect the two seniors to step up and do. And she was terrific.
Rushi gave it everything the Raiders had. That's all there is to it. Michael Bayshore, head coach of Rushi. I think he used a timeout about every 20 seconds the last three or four minutes of regulation to try to make the play happen that would win the game. Rushi had the last possession into regulation.
Yes.
And Fort Loramie's defense just stopped it cold as I think it was Brandon who got a block. I think it was Avery in the corner of the floor that stymied that play.
Yep.
But fine defense by both teams, no doubt about it. Fort Loramie ekes it out by five. So many thanks to our great online listenership here today. Saw a note from Christian Netcast. We were up over 3,000 in the fourth quarter in overtime for IP addresses, which were joined. Thanks so much. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer bidding you a good night from here at Rushi. Final score overtime, Fort Loramie 39 and Rushi 34.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.